Blog Talk Radio.
Chillin' with my broad and you already know. And if you wanna reach me, hit me on the down low. If I don't call back, don't put on a show. When I pass by your house and blow, instead of knocking on your door. Chillin' with my broad and you already know. And if you wanna reach me, hit me on the down low. If I don't call back, don't put on a show. When I pass by your house and blow, instead of knocking on your door.
You know the opposite attracts and hoes, shoes, smacks and how some girls act. Some players will call them back. Why is that? Why is that?
Because to ignore the kind of man you adore, but already spoken for.
Or are you caught up in the fame, holding your head in shame, cause you don't know my real name? Who's to blame, cause it ain't my fault. It's another lesson taught when you fuckin' with house. You caught up in the rapture, wasn't hard to catch it. With my heavyweight frame and my 6'4 stature, I snatched her, put up a disc game plan. Wanted me to be a man, but I had other plans. It was a one night stand, now the shit hit the fan. And every time you see a nigga, wanna hold my hand, but you don't understand that you're not my type. I got a wife, and you're just my late night high.
Chillin' with my broad, and you already know. And if you wanna reach me, hit me on the down low. If I don't call back, don't put on a show. When I pass by your house and blow, instead of knocking on your door. Chillin' with my broad, and you already know. And if you wanna reach me, hit me on the down low. If I don't call back, don't put on a show. When I pass by your house and blow, instead of knocking on your door.
I was wrong for leading your own. The long talks on the phone, you thought our bond was strong. But my woman's at home, so girl, leave me alone. And all the plans you had for us, they've been postponed. Now I ain't being rude, I'm just the type of dude. Buy you a little food and get you into the mood. Now we're both in the nude, catching an attitude. Acting crude and shrewd and showing no gratitude. You broke all the rules, and I'm glad I peeped it. You couldn't be like Victoria and keep this secret. You wasting your time, but you start 69. But the cell phone I called you on ain't even mine. It was strictly bump and grind, that's how I play. You said you didn't mind, so why behave this way? It was just the other day when you said this. And why you think I act funny when you ask for a kiss?
Chillin' with my broad, you already know. And if you wanna reach me, hit me on the down low. If I don't call back, don't put on a show. When I pass by your house, you blow.
On the cut, slanging nickels and dimes on the grind. Young player wanted to shine. Hard times put me in a bind. Rings with a rhyme. Conversation with the next slanger on the block. Calling for cars and see who had the biggest rock. Non-stop. Haters always constantly jock. Whispering in the next man ear. Guess what I buy? Something he didn't hear from a little tweety bird. But you just struck a nerve. Time to get what you deserve. The Stevens go by. On twangin', drinking sir. Bought it like a dream. Oh yeah, you ain't heard that thing change, and it's all for the better. Crushed diamond, velvetine, candy red with the leather. How clever can one man be to make it from the bottom to the top and be recognized as a G&R?
Sit back.
my casualties and tragedies we face. Since my first day of birth, there's a heaven for a Jesus living hell on earth. For what it's worth, I capitalize, I continue to dog. Federated police and criminal espionage. A mirage, no never, I'm a lyrical thief. Benzo sitting low with 20 on 5 feet. New release, independent boy can't handle me. Cheese hauling, blade calling, so you all can see that it's me. The G, I be the H-A-W-K, paper made lyrical genius of the D-E-A.
Like a frozen man, the chosen man, 14 on my neck. post office that says safe for show. Hitting the dough and buying the record, showing nothing but naked, what bars expected. I'm the man, pushing the beam, the left man painted tan. 18's kicking in the ass like Jackie Chan. All that Tybo, feet in high roll, that's all I blow. Ask that Big Mo, push a photo, rep the logo, you know it's me, biting the mic. Hurt, bitch, I'm a DC, won't stop, I set up shop, then I wreck it, show ass naked, multiply protected. Sensei, don't play, won't play, never did, pop the lid on the pain, turn it upside down and I'ma sip it, give me a kilo and I'ma whip it, ship it, distribute it just like cake, when I touch the track yeah, break, hey. A gorilla, untamed, nigga know my name, Sensei,
man, all my G's second in, say man, all my bones.
My motherfucking pen one time, hold up. Nothing but syrup in my cup. Riding on Drake Buck, and I don't give a fuck about dog. Nigga, fuck the fed. I'm up in the game, just a stack of big head. Family getting fed. Me and my wife wed. I'ma come down, I'm a Southside vet. See me on the damn scene, you know I'm full. Popping handlebars, popping the X. I don't give a fuck, it's feeling warm in my chest. And I hope that God bless me to get a platinum plaque. Ain't no turn it back once I get the stack. Once I ain't cut no slack up in the game. Said it one time, now everybody know my name. Hollin' roll, do another show. Wanted me to swing down on another foe. Toss 20 grand for a show. Plus, I won't have for the dough in the damn game to get all the dough. I'ma come down, I got my shine on glow. Hollin' at the Big Steve Mafio. R.I.P. to the Fat Pat Dough.
Yeah. hold up. Sitting on buck in a big trophy truck.
Big powder, got powder, bubble powder, 20 acres sprouted. Papa see a powder, big powder, stack powder, bubble powder, 20 acres sprouted. Papa see a powder.
Ain't it mean that my name old nigga drunk on drugs. Acres on 44 with brick off for show. Ping poking my opponents, now stretching my chair. Little yo gripping wood, blowing sweets on the river. Hope it ain't your better, cause my plate ain't got weather. Northside voting boys with hot lead injectors. Mr. Bill Collector, or Benjamin Chaser. Eliminator, penetrator, plus a hater, eraser. Got to shoot with my gator, yellow bone persuader. Littlest nigga ride speed, coming in navigator. Watch the shift the equator, prime meridian Nick. Switch the highs and the penny diamonds cover my chest.
Better teams on feet, 5 points on wrist. Exit haters off my list when I'm agging fist. Great flush, diamonds crush, and a hen head brush. 4-3s making dust as I boss big bucks. And my pistol I trust, I'm making faces evaporate. 1-on-1 with a thug, may watch a young nigga set up. Straight standing clothes, dazzling hoes, stole overseas lows. Back in, on my neck, you can see with your eyes closed. Progress, causing hate, barking, licking, valet. Known for mashing highway and making the haters day great. Keep on thinking, pick plates, watch it ruin your day. Hollow points at the clean, red beam on their case. Ain't getting gold, get tinted up to stay hit. Looking good in the clutch, crawling low like a kid. Competition with drop, young bees ain't stopping. Peeping holes, they've been bopping through a stop, y'all watch.
Man, bout it, stop counting, bumper bout it. 20 acres sprouted, Papa see a counter, big bout it.
Where I stay, switch four lanes, man,
hold on.
from the album to the end. I got that bass sound bars, make it swing.
One more time, man. One more time, bring it back.
From the Antoine to the MLK, these bass sound bars like the swing and the
on a daily basis, quick to hop out on your block and big faces, slam slam open spaces, looking good and standing tall.
Beat on your block like it's pictures off your wall.
Come around your block, turn the heads and riding slow. With a pocket full of money, but I got to get more. Standing grain, my body saying, as I swoop from lane to lane. To be seen without a bang, like a piece without a chain. Drop me, but that kind of stuff don't stop me. Since you wanna be a ball, I got the real, wanna watch me. Don't hate, just wait for me to skate down your street. Ball die, smoke and sweep, a Benjamin Franklin's on my feet. Ball fade, hit him a shade, never afros and braids. Big sack in a can of ray, cause all roads is getting sprayed. Not capping, just real and still making. And play a choice, so to get straight with horses, hear my name in different voices. Juiced up and toe line on my flip, making my rhymes, smelling like a pine, dripping finna paint the time, making way how I play, leaning hard on let you doze. Popped up, hurling bowls, on matching flows, and start your clothes.
Riding, blowing big, sipping on a daily basis. Quick to hop out on your block and big faces. Slam, slam, no open spaces, looking good and standing tall. Beat on your block like it's pictures off your wall.
Riding, blowing big, sipping on a daily basis. Quick to hop out on your block and big faces. Slam, slam, no open spaces, looking good and standing tall.
Beat on your block like it's pictures off your wall.
Flippin' laces, you see her. Matching nights on the feeder with a throat in your rear. And some long hair Italian. Keep the same medallion. My currency increase, I'm dropping 50 on the gallon. I got the control, but they all sound cold. Flip, flap, and floss, watch my currency unfold. I'm thinking right along, 7 days at the creek. Lace tatted on my arm, hieroglyphics, baby Greek. Never brag, never boast. Flying coast to coast, on the plane, sipping drink, eating scrambled eggs and toast. Think it ain't my padre, boy Lexus for my madre. Red bubble in, smoking switches on the highway. Parking on the sand, jumping about the van. Byzantine around my neck, diamonds glitching on my hand. Watch I spin heads with my cranberry red. Remote control, VCR, stretch, burgers with beds. Double stretch limousine, Twinkie and Byzantine. I live my life up on the hustle, could it all be a dream? Exotic beaches and peaches, white tigers on leashes. Me and Shay on the way to the lake, I'm a clutch for Lexus and creases. In this game on the mission, bladed up best edition. You ain't gotta be all in my face, I blind you hoes from a distance. Chandeliers in my den, blowing smoke in the wind. You can catch me in a leak under or a big body bend.
What? Riding, blowing things, sipping on a daily basis. Quick to hop out on your block and big faces. Slam, slam, no open spaces, looking good and standing tall. Get on your block like it's pictures off the wall.
Work them here. light it up, let it pop, light up the whole block. Southside, how we hold on a gangster throw. Music getting so hard, knocking outside mode. Hit the highway, cruise control, gon' let it roll. Pull up the drink, side up and show it when it's flow. Home, high side, throwing up the south side. Give it to the day, I'm coming down, breaking the shade.
Been told, but it really don't matter no more, and they wonder why. we had it this way. Never thought it's gonna be okay. All my life has been told, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we had it this way. Never thought it's gonna be okay, okay.
Even though I picture better days, I'm thankful for the chance I got to say amen. The Lord done blessed me with his grace, I wish his day would never end. We represent the song, where we from, we built it on. Falling short off on these presidents and hard times that going some. Some take a fall without the chance to make it at all. Who would have thought skinny be the one that's making this call? Lord, help me out, tell me where I went wrong. I'm trying to find the righteous path, although it's never been long. I gotta do it for my son's sake, telling me daddy be strong. We gonna make it through these hard times, even though they go when they come. You're absolutely right, but something happened to me on last Tuesday night. It's plain as day, man, they but this world trade, no, brave ain't the word I'm looking for, ya. Better make it hope when nothing seems to matter. That's when, see, everything can go any which way. Look at me, folks, see the Henny with the day. Front post, chillin' broke, country folk, man, I'm nappy in my way.
All my life, I've been told, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we act this way. That before it's gonna be okay.
We're gonna be okay.
All my life, I've been told, but it really don't matter.
This morning, all my fellow folks dressing calm, let's join hands. Got to go with the pressures of being poor, man. Papa taught me in order to survive for no man. Nappy blossom from the roots, henceforth we gone, man. Prophet grew from a juvenile to a grown man. You gotta take responsibility for your own, man. Zoning, too blind to moaning, my sunrise, sometimes. I love to hear my woman moaning, it's on again. Damn, I hope he played his song again. The soul cleansing, the melody just rare, my engine. A lot of things, but usually just appending my ligament, searching for Benjamins. All my folks locked in the sentiments, and it don't make any sense. Why? Children are innocent, broadcasting from the slums. That's why I'm writing these sentences, along my income. Why? Go ahead, finish.
All my life I've been told, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we act this way. Let me know it's gonna be okay. All my life I've been told, but it really don't matter.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio Trans D. It's your man DJ here, Reverend House with Buddha ID and Miss Sweet P. As we get the night underway, what's going on, my people?
Well, man, you had me feeling like I was about 17 again. I was about to start shocking and rocking up in here.
I know your knees have been hurting in the morning doing the south side.
That good old young star.
Yeah, I always like to reflect over them classics, man. Those when music was good coming out of Houston. Like everybody dropped something over here.
Big fact. How y'all doing, man? What's going on, True West?
What's happening, my brother?
What them back pedals look like? They look good, though.
Yes, sir. Yeah, everything looking good.
I heard today was supposed to be Houston Hip Hop Day, and I say now they advertise everything else on Google and all that. Why they didn't advertise it from Houston?
Oh yeah. So what did
they do? It was on 97.9 The Box. They had it on 97.9 The Box. See, they were talking about.
Well,
I don't know. I ain't heard nothing about it.
That's what I'm saying. I would have turned the radio on if I knew that.
For real. And I must have just been on the same wavelength today. You know what I'm saying? Starting to show up like this. Can y'all hear me or am I chopping up? What's going on here? You
chopping up a little bit, but I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, Fresh Legs. It's time to get some new devices.
Do we sound like that too?
Yeah.
I don't know why. What's going on?
I don't know. I may have to hang up and call it. Sometimes this app act like it. You have to hang up and call it. Oh, clear? Record?
Yeah.
Okay. That might have been what it was. I had to put it in my hand.
Hey, see, I have to use my phone.
Mr. Everett, I guess he's still taking his nap. You know, he takes his nap every day after he had dialysis. And it may have been a rough one on him today. You know, he'll wake up for the show and he's what I do. Nah, I ain't heard from him either. And that's my bad because I was going to reach out to him today when I just didn't get around to it. I was trying to do some other shit.
I want to thank Sweet P for coming on the show last night. Sweet P came on the show. I really appreciate he came on in.
Yeah. Y'all ladies look good on there.
I talked to Warren about that. I said, you know, I don't like no candies and stuff. I usually gotta get ready. I say, but shit, all the shit Buddha do for everybody else. He said, I need some help. I say, hold on, let me get a light.
Come on, shit. We need a whooping cough or something. I'm strong. Yeah, that was great, though.
Did you ever do the other part to it? Because I wanted to see your friend come up there and say what was going on.
I was going to do it, but he doesn't. Like I said, I give everything 48 hours. I just stopped to watch them on Say Cheese. He pretty much backpedaled. He said that, it was his fault. He ain't gonna press charge. He was in the wrong. He put everybody in danger. Even himself, he said that he said that people he brought in why everybody was talking mob ties because Rappler was one of the investors in the program supposedly.
But who was gonna be the charges?
Huh?
He said,
but at the end of the day, he said it ain't no more beef. You know, he was out of his mind at that time. It ain't no more beef. You know, he ain't gonna press charges. Mainly his fault. You know, he said he had a good time. He appreciated everybody. He gave a shout out to the Fitty Boys and everything. But he said these niggas on here listening. He said these niggas on here trying to make a name for themselves. These niggas coming online, want to see me dead, want to kill me. All I'm doing is a comedy show. They get too serious about it. I'm just doing a comedy show. But he gave a shout out to everybody. And you heard what he said. Yeah, I just got some checking him out.
The charges on. You the one started it. The charges get filed on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said everything good now, though. He got back on them backpedals. He started backpedals. He said all these new niggas trying to get a name for themselves. He put him in position to do that.
No, child, you don't need this. Now, I'm going to go on stage at an event that's my event. I'm the host of this. And I'm going to throw a plant and a microphone upside somebody's head and think I'm going to press charges. No, the charges get filed on you because that event, the victim can file charges on you, and the person you threw the stuff at can file charges on you. Now, he crazy. I knew he was crazy anyway. But I know he was crazy.
He said he's just going to beef up security. He said he's going to beef up security. Like, he said he's going to get security like Puff Diddy. They going to get security like Puff Diddy where you have to pay him. He back. He got on them back pedal like we knew he would. Cause see, if the first responders didn't do nothing, he'd have kept on going.
And you know what he needs to do would help him a lot. He do like my dad used to tell niggas, watch your mind, watch your mind.
Yes, sir.
But he said he ain't gonna stop though. But he said he learned his lesson down there in Crown.
I mean, he did.
Yeah.
He could be the same as he was a Texan acting like that. He knew what was gonna happen. Shit.
Oh, you know what? Y'all gonna be. Oh, this here might sound crazy, but I'm gonna say this right here. I bet somebody heard me say he can't come to Crockett with that shit. Somebody gonna get on his head. He probably heard it. You know what I'm saying?
They heard. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Heaven. They seen it. They seen the interview when we were going live. Because you gotta look at it. I got it on different channels. I got everybody sending it out.
Yo.
He seen that. I know he did because I'm fucking with OG Person. OG Person, he went live on it. I'm fucking with him. You see what I'm saying? So I know he seen it. I'm with Say Cheese. They say everything I do. I say everything they do. I know he seen it. He sat back and studied it. Because early in the morning, he was tripping. He was tripping that night when he was talking about Uncle Crockett. But then he started changing as the day went on. He just came out. I just got to watch the interview on Say Cheese. He said it was his fault. He learned his lesson in crime. He's going to beef up the security. He said he ain't mad at Dewberry. He said he don't know why Dewberry got the stage, but he should have waited till Dewberry got on the stage before he did anything. He said he showed out. He followed himself everything he did and what he seen. And like you said, them brothers where he from, they from a whole other town on top of that. And then like I said, on the footage that showed, they showed an up high version. Somebody was recording from the balcony. And they said, damn, is they for real? He said, that for real? You can't get that for real. And then didn't nobody know. Like I said, everybody was stunned that shit was happening. But you know what he said? He said, after the cameras went off, guns started cocking. He said, they had the cameras around and waiting for them to come out. The police had an escort around.
Look, I've seen it like that because some of it, I've been seeing little clips and stuff. Everybody keeps saying, oh, that state is comedy. No, it might have been it was comedy to him when he threw that plant. When you seen him, when he got back behind that curtain, that was real. And you could hear them lick. And he wasn't just
nothing
off.
He said they had him in a chokehold, but he was holding his chin down. He said he ain't got but one eye. So he had to keep that eye focused on the money. He holds his chin there. He said he didn't put a bite him, but he said if he bit him on the arm, he'd have got up on his neck and choked him out. He said he wasn't for licking. He said, when a nigga choked you out, you do all kinds of shit trying to get out. He said he wasn't for letting people see him do that. But he said he had a plan. So by that time, Dewberry hit the other guy and knocked him off. He got up, got the money, and they started getting up out of here. He said, but the law ran the cup of him.
See,
all them demons, they kidding me, heaven, they on our page.
Yeah. I don't know what I said. I said what I said.
The fitted had club on our page. All of them, the whole thing. The Crockett fitted boy cowboy club.
Oh, okay, because I've seen a whole lot of fitted cats.
They don't want to do the one through the bit. So what happened?
Yeah, that's, like I said, it was a great show. They did what they had to do.
And that's just
a minute. They've been doing great shows for years, like he said.
Yeah, so...
But you know what?
He said they ain't never had no problem. That's the first problem they had. That's why security wasn't that strong, because everybody in that security, everybody in that law, sheriff, was problem. That's why they had guns in the building. These people our age a little bit older. So it was on that type of level.
That's all I'm saying. It's people like him that make it hard for everybody else. And that's why it's so hard to book a venue. That's why the price is so high. That's why the tickets are so high. Because you got people like that. People like him that do what he did. You understand? Because you were supposed to, it's just like being a security guard. Like you said, you're supposed to have crowd control. Get your crowd.
Yeah.
If you didn't got time for so, you ain't gonna need to be on the stage. That's a comedian, R&B singer, or rapper, you know.
But like he said, did nobody? It was all on him. He wasn't supposed to act like that. Because we all know he was on the clicker. Nigga already put the word out there. He was on that clicker. He wasn't supposed to act like that. He was supposed to come there and do his little comedy show, get off the stage. But he was going so hard, he was talking. That's why niggas say talk right, because he was swearing and got stuck. And they were going like, gee, he must forget. He forgot it. He know what Crockett about at the end of the day, like I said, he said in the first episode. He know what Crockett about and why he down there. Crockett niggas got that money. And they gonna spin for a good show.
For any show. They support anything come up here.
Uh-huh. That's funny, though, man.
And they'll support an outtown motherfucker before they support an intel.
Well, they supported him, and we got a lot of views on that first episode. The whole team, everybody was calling in, Lola Riggers.
Yeah.
People I heard, they came, you rose today. Motherfuckers don't even be online with checking out what you were saying, hell. So they know we represent first responders.
Yeah.
Because we the first responders. Nobody say shit. I got my... Say nobody said nothing. Hold on, this man, because he said something about crying. It ain't even stopped. Ain't nobody said nothing to him or saying anything about it.
Yeah, he didn't start that bridge until he heard what we did. Until he heard some bad time.
Boy, that shit was up. Yeah, I was just in a few little seconds. Like, I was so entertained. And I was mad when they turned the cameras off because I wanted to see what else was going on. But I knew what was going to happen. That's that incriminating evidence.
Yeah.
Everybody turned the camera off and started pulling out guns and stuff.
Yeah, that's what they say, cut it out. They said, man, they had to escort. Watch all that say cheese whole interview. I didn't watch it. They had to escort them out the building. Niggas had already. Outside the building, inside. Hammer's cop. Wait for the house, all that bullshit. But we all from Texas, like you said, that was, I couldn't even believe why you come down to our town just breaking, doing what you doing like that now.
Yeah.
Did you all on Twitter? I woke up on that's the only thing bothering me. I'm still talking about like, hey, little bit, he won't talk about nothing, but I ain't listen to he got them back pedals though, homie. Because he got them back pedals on the cheese. And he, you know, I put some respect on. That's all we asked.
yeah,
and get it straight what really happened. He did that.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it, but I can't believe it. Maybe he was homesick, or maybe the money got him feeling some type of way. But anybody that's from Texas or be around Texas, it's like, and Texas is some nice ass people. Yeah, we seem like we friendly as hell, but if you from here, you know better.
Yeah.
So he got what he gonna do.
Yep.
And he ain't gonna be this shit no more.
Right on. See, it's how it's good. We're gonna hear a couple of these songs. And we'll be back with more shows at the top of the hour. And y'all know what it is. True and solid. Tune in online. You like to join the show? Hit us up 323-642-1597. And we live, baby. First one to talk. So with that being said, let's jump into some of this hot shit. Get it going over here, you know? Yeah. Get it like this tonight.
I think she like it when I'm nasty. I'm a little pricey, I'm the baddest. I'm a little ratchet with these lashes. Don't get smoked and dump like ash. On his back, he getting scratches. Only way I call him daddy. With no camera making no flashes. Black and pinko on my chest. Here go my keys, park your valley. Sitting on threes, better not scratch it. Triple D, drop the Addy. Pretty please when you ask it. Meganese, I'm a savage. Double D's with no padding. All them bands gon' keep me dancing like Mercedes in that valley. Got it like I got a printer, you know I'm the missus. Came with a bow and a ribbon, damn it, I like how he kiss it. Oh, that nigga miss it. That nigga crying and tripping, he bothered and that was the mission.
Now you just sipping.
Watch how I play with them bands. Might take a trip out to France, I'm on demand. Still got my feet in the sand, staying on top of the plan. You don't understand. Baby, they really just fans, they hate and obsessed with your man. Don't fall for the stand. They took call up an echelon, you can't even pull up next to mine. If it's in my size, I need an extra fine. Ain't no next in line, you get left behind. Heard it all through the grapevine, I can never let them take mine. Tired screeching down the state line, I need every dime when it's over. I think he like it when I'm nasty. I'm a little pricey, I'm the baddest. I'm a little ratchet with these lashes. Don't get smoked and dumped like ash. On his back, he getting scratches. Only way I call him daddy. With no camera making no flashes. Black and pinko on my chest. Here go my keys, park your valley. Sitting on threes, better not scratch it. Triple D, drop the Addy.
Pretty please when you ask
it. Meganese, I'm a savage. Double D's with no padding. All them bands gon' keep me dancing like Mercedes in that valley.
That I love, cause I love when the nigga go live on the record.
Yeah.
Even when he vibe for his life on the line, cause he'd rather die than be recognized as a record. So hard in the paint. Stuck when you think you are, but you ain't.
Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no crime. My mom is a king.
Too hard to involve in debate. Too short to be in the bar with debate.
Yeah. Ain't got time for the bullshit, less is about that bullshit time of the day.
Sometimes gotta make time, but a fake time, but a fake time. Get away with the fake crime, make it FaceTime. At wayside, what should've been wayside?
Now's on FaceTime.
Should I keep jumping it?
Yeah.
Should all y'all keep bumping it?
Yeah.
Should all y'all take the fall when I drop? Cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it.
Woo!
Let me find out that y'all with it. Find out Holly Berry, Billy Bob, and find out you're very interested in what Omar got to say about it. Tell me, would you go cray-cray if I said my way or the highway? Bye-bye sway, bye-bye nay-nay, bye-bye gang-gang, all y'all gangway.
What?
Why can't we all get along, get it on till we all in the rain? Nothing wrong with it, we all good, so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hate would still find a way to get his paws in it. Got you thinking that you're hot as shit, a dope as fuck, or whether you or not the shit. Or maybe you be fucking it up and love it to death, but thinking that it's really just the opposite. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. Break a nigga down to one knee, I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust, so I can really get the beat on cuz, he had it coming. Get kicking till I'm out of asses, time to half see the Calabasas, where the grass is greener, but old gets meaner. Shit,
let that slide.
I'm all out of passes. Maybe you can all kiss my ass, is the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page, look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but...
It's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary, man.
Yo,
Mojo is the plan, man. You ain't gotta break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get these riches, you bitches need to quit bullshit and get the fuck up out the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real bitch, you probably gain you a wife now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now I'm done, but another fucking day in the life now. Maintain ain't the main thing. Main thing is to keep it coming and coming like bang, bang. Fucking with you, come up, then it's time to get the gang, gang. Pull up on them, be like bang, 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 bang. Fuck them up, yup, get them all. Rev them up, let them go, let these niggas know. You in there banging, I'm in there banging. Pull up the shit with Vigo when I see nobody to let it go. I'm in the business of giving niggas the business. So if you back in the witness, you probably end up a witness. So watch me in the beginning to send it so many niggas to the ER. Another a minute, they call me a minute. I've been in attendance, I'm watching you niggas. I keep at heat, ready to watch you niggas. I'm probably with the gins, you ready to chop you niggas. I catch you slipping, I Versace you niggas. And then I hit them with the...
Max are back, back at it with a vengeance, the Mac attack. Cardiac arrest when we up in the dead, food on it, cause hemorrhaging. With Trey G produced the beat that be so magnificent, like no other. My bloodline is rooted from a heart of a line. You better get in compliance with this line. Smash me moving silent, conquering the fine. Mathematical and the signs equal the art of defiance, Paul. Release the weapon with this verbal injection. Harder than the early morning erection. No need for introduction. Mac and cheese the topic of discussion. Redirect the industry with principles and life lesson. No question, the Mac boys be at it again. Rattle the case, hit back, set cocked and aim. Did that, setting blocks on flame. You come to realize we're not the same. Nah, Leno. We're not the same, like no other. We're not the same, nah, trust me. We're not the same, like no other. We will not lose. We're not the same, like no other. We're not the same, nah, trust me. We're not the same, like no other. We will not lose.
Fully man smoke, ain't no sparing what I prayed on. Seeing all my dreams come to life, that's what I prayed on. Humble with my hustle, do anything, gotta stay strong. What don't break Cartman makes Cartman, I got steel bones. Channel my emotions in this music, it's my therapy. The whole world gon' know my name if they ain't never heard of me. Stream after stream, I'ma kill the chart, certainly. I'm way too positive, none of that hating is hurting me. Listen to my voice, you hear the passion and the pain. Many years, I've been grinding, making something of my name. Check my resume, every beat I make, I leave a stain. Master balance, now I'm flying, keep the whole gang of grain. Strength, faith, and loyalty, the motto, making with a purpose. Talking generational wealth, first, second, third person. Working hard, releasing these classes, gonna be forever worth it. Niggas been quiet for a while, yeah, I know you nervous. Motivational accomplishments, cancels nonsense. Had to forgive myself for time spent with bullshit. Got my scissors cut some times onto bigger, better script. Music arsenal, stay fully loaded with extended clips. Nothing stopping my motion, still cheesing motherfuckers in the track. I'll smuggle death's word to my mother in the heavenly sky. Baby boy, beast, rough for cover. Impeccable to the core, I'm like no other.
We will not lose.
Not at all, Famo. We won't lose, we can't lose. This Mackin is something serious like a motherfucker. Walk with us and stand behind us, that's the motto. SLFMG, Mac and Cheese Factory. Hey, and it's a whole lot of cheese.
Playing the fucking guitar, cutting commas through intersection.
section like the boys out of Utah. Ghost riding whip, trunk banging, fifth hanging, doing a free fall. Candy paint dripping, cooler than fucking Freon. Yeah, I'm Texas, baby, we don't do none of that yeehaw. This mac and cheese talk, gonna make your broad ride me like a seesaw. Make her jump out of bra and panties faster than Dion. You peon, it's not on my level, I chase cheddar. Punching clocks, the burning block, do anything for paper. You see, I'm by my Benjamins, baby, it comes daily. Racks on top of racks, gotta get it, no hesitation. I set tones and paces, set screens and place them. Elevated for my team, so we won't be displacement. Determination with dedication, receive greatness. All the medication I need to get this cheese, we be swaying.
Not a pad, not a pen. Hell yeah, it's me again. I'm stepping in and my nigga in my fucking can. I'm on that dude's pay, I don't fuck with that hen. I ain't fucking with you, baby, if I can't fuck your friend. I'm a grown ass man,
I started my own damn dream.
I read a big focus, let me say the shit again. The universe had four and I let the truth in. I turn my goofy down for this Houston legend. Come here, little baby, let me sit the tip in. Let you fucking tell it, you done heard it through the wind. I'm chilling with my bra and a fucking best friend. Fuck how I turn out, I done scored another win. Legendary nigga, I'm the fucking champion.
Yeah.
Lord, please forgive me, cause you know I'm about to sin.
It's Mr. Nasty time, I'm freaking all the time.
Straight out the club, let's do a six time.
I'm a legendary superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a titan's job. Hand in her hand as I'm fighting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no war. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no war. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no war. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no war.
Perfect. It's potent. DJ Spoof. Shout out to Fem Tight. Legendary, man. Shout out to Zero. Y'all know what it is.
Ain't no one.
Is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, shit, I'm slipping on my pen. What's up, True West Radio? DJ, we're back up in this thing. I threw you, Mongo. Wee, Pete. Buddha Ali and Miss Everywhere and I Am.
Oh, what's up, y'all?
Hey. Okay, y'all got everybody. Y'all got everybody. Making sure I didn't miss nobody in the little mix up there.
Man. You and be making some good ass music.
Who is it?
You ready? Yep. I just rapping. I ain't been rapping for long. Turn that shit all like what?
Yeah, it goes down.
What's going on, everybody? Shoot, I'm glad y'all woke me up. Y'all called to wake me up. That was wonderful.
You know we couldn't do without your bros.
Oh, shit, but I'm rolling around the bed still. Shit.
You got to keep your bad girls to a minimum.
I just sent you something, Sweet Pea.
That's what I was trying to see. What's this?
If it'll show up, 50 years of hip-hop in Houston.
Oh, okay. You know, she told me, but they ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen nothing advertised online or nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep you up. When you don't keep me up to H-Town, I'm going to keep you up to H-Town. When Trudy don't keep me up with Monroe, I'm going to keep her up with Monroe. And Hope, mm-hmm. I ain't going to worry about it. All you gotta do is go to the jail app. If I want to know about Hope, I just go to the jail app and I can see who's on there and I can tell what happened.
Mm-mm.
I'm serious. And Crockett, all I got to do is pay attention to Charles and White Page. I know what they're on around the world. And I see you in there.
I ain't telling about
y'all
a
doing
bitch.
Tonight?
Ten toes
we
up, bro. Good.
No,
okay,
good.
Let's see. Y'all quiet.
Is that what I sent you earlier?
No, yeah, I was doing something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, well, if it is, we just going to be ass out, ain't we?
For sure.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we're going to be like Pimp C. We're going to cook like some barbecue ribs.
They said that thing been going since December. They found that December the 2nd.
What?
I wonder how the hell they found that and their sun is that hot. And you going to have a guy. What tool they use to see that hole in the sun that hot?
I don't know. They call it some kind of hole.
Wow.
First we had a black hole, then we had a brown booty hole, now we got a hole in the sun. Which is going to be this year, 2023.
It's the season of holes, brother.
I don't believe that because the coochie wasn't even pink, so I don't even think that is even a hole. Y'all know I'm going to talk about a little talk to make y'all laugh for the night.
Appreciate it.
They were caroling in the mall, and they were singing one of her damn songs.
Yeah, you see the one the teacher was singing in the school. God damn, who got that old ass? That's that old ass, the teapot on the stove, goddamn alarm right there. When that little teapot is whistling and shit. Did y'all talk about Draymond Green already? Did I miss that?
No,
we ain't got into it yet.
Did y'all see that? Draymond Green turned around and punched that man yesterday.
It was an accident.
Yeah, he turned around and punched the man in the jaw.
Was the man a player or in the game?
It was a player. Hey, if it had been a player, he wouldn't have been in the NBA. Because when they sued his black ass, he'd been locked up when he got out of here and shit. Boy, he would have got out with goddamn it. They found the O.J. Simpson killer. Jeez. He wanted them goddamn white fans out there in the stand and see what happened to your black ass. You won't be playing basketball no more. You be trying to hold your balls and your butt cheeks together.
Yeah.
There you go. Mama, you gonna be down there, but your big mom used to say you're going to be down there on that farm if you don't straighten up. Turn around, the man was gone. He just turned around and punched him in the jaw. Talk about, I didn't
intend to
hit him.
It was an accident. I tell you one thing, though. I don't know what the hell is wrong with that boy. I don't even know how he's still playing basketball, to be honest.
For real, all the shit he did.
Well, here it is. It's just like that guy in the neighborhood. He would fight everybody who was 5'5". That nigga that was 6'6". That nigga go in the house and lock the screen door, and that nigga want to fight him. That's all he is. He ain't fought nobody like Zion Williams. One of them big niggas. He's going to fight the little weak-ass dude. That's all he ever done fought. Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole don't weigh but 160 pounds. But you want to sit up there and go against the weak man. But go against one of them grown squad-ass niggas. Just a real nigga. I want to scream. That shit one more time. I was screaming, nigga, like this dude said. Go against one of them dudes and see what happens. Draymond will be in the fourth row right there at the hospital. Be in the fourth row on the fourth floor in the hospital.
I'm telling you, boy, that boy, I ain't never seen no mess like that. He know he a fool. He keep on doing it. It was just like two weeks ago. He got put out of game for something like that. He come, it's an accident. Boy, what? You punched this man. How is that an accident?
That's how you get away with it.
I was still, yeah, he punched me, y'all. It was an accident. And I actually got down with them. They whooped his ass, too. Wouldn't have been, though. They would have had to inject. They would have injected me all right. I would have seen everybody next year say, y'all just going to have to make the playoff without me because I'm going to beat this nigga ass. Shit. It's showing up with the whoop then. All the rules go out the window. When you break the rules, ain't no more rules. That's what they always told me in the streets. When you break the rules, ain't no more rules.
Yeah.
Ain't no time out when you fight time out. Let me get up. Let me put my shoes on, tie my shoes. Ain't none of that, nigga. You get on my ass, and I'm going to get right on your ass, and ain't no letting up. Ain't no letting up. Somebody got to die in this situation. That man doing the job, guarding you, and you getting mad. Okay, you gonna punch me, all right? You got to take it there now. Ain't no rules.
Well, that's what he asked on. You know, he should be playing some damn and one or some shit. You know, that ain't how you play no NBA basketball. Now, they won't let him dance or do nothing else. You want to find them for cursing. You put a microphone on, then you want to find them for cursing. Like, people don't curse. With this man, how many? 160 texts? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boy, that's sad. My homeboy got killed the other year. There's somebody, bullshit-ass dude going around Texarkana and robbing folks and killed him, and his son just got a damn college scholarship, and he can't even be around to see his son go play.
Man, you can see it. That's his blessing all over him right there. And motivation to do better. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, but see, the sad part about it, the guy took care of everybody. This guy was the big dog. He took care of everybody. Everybody on both sides of Arkansas and Texas ate off of this one man. Everybody. He fed the street. He made sure everybody was able to feed their family off of him. He got out the pen and come home and still fed everybody with money he still had put up. And some out-of-town dude just came along and going around Texarkana, meeting up with Texarkana dudes and hanging out with them and going around and robbing folks with them. And one guy that was in on it, he wound up meeting his demise because he robbed somebody before, sent somebody up to get killed, and then he turned back around. And what, 4 or 5 years later, they shot and paralyzed him, and then he wound up dying from complications like a year later. So everybody like, Farmer just came back and got him. But in the same process, a good guy that took care of everybody, he turned around and got killed. They went to the dice game and robbed and killed him. They were going around to all the dice games and following people from dice games and stuff like that, robbing and killing. For no reason.
Yeah, that's why I don't trust people like that.
Yeah.
You talking about McFadden?
Right.
Yeah.
See, they gave Tanika Jenkins' family $6.4 million, huh?
You know, one of the guys that robbed McFadden, Buddha, one of the guys that was with him was one of the ones who came and killed Roger. They came to Hope and Rob tried to rob Roger and kill him. So he turned around and got shot in Texarkana. Some people wind up shooting and robbing him.
I remember all that.
And then he died last year. They said Farmer got him, but his right-hand man that he was running with, he turned around and killed Chief for no reason after the dice game. So his son just got a scholarship today, and everybody was talking about, man, we wish your dad could have been here to see this day. You know, and that's the sad part of it.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
He was just like me. That's why I related. He was like me and Hope. I took care of everybody. And it's just sad.
You know what,
nobody.
The only thing I hate, though, I know that's probably on his mind already. I hope that people don't bring him down saying that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff to lift him up. Because if people keep saying that shit, like, he know his daddy gone. He know his daddy was a good person and all that. You know what I mean? That shit is tough when you look pain, regardless of how.
Well, he got a clothing line. He got a jewelry line. His daddy left him a clothing line, a jewelry line.
Trucking
got
company.
Some nice stuff. So he
got trucking company too.
Funeral home. Yeah, they had money, man. This man had money when he's telling this guy he's talking about that money. They got some nice watches, man. I'm talking about diamond cut, McFadden, the mother green. Dress shirts and pants for men and women. But what would you say, Chula Hoop got $64 million?
I wasn't talking to y'all, my bad. It just wasn't on me. I was talking to my old man. I was saying, Kanika Dingus got, her family got $64 million after 7 years for them fighting. You know what happened with that Kanika Jenkins story?
The four war.
What happened in Chicago? That happened in Chicago when that girl got
put in the freezer.
Good.
Talking to one that sat there in the freezer.
Oh yeah, that's the one, Buddha. Wow. Yep. The one that got put in the freezer.
I'm saying, people go to the ancestors, man. They were real sad, though.
There be some wild shit going on. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get into this little, see what they got going on with this hip hop in Houston. I want to see. I wish I had seen it earlier, because I want to see if they left anybody out.
They got a lot
y'all
of.
Hear what y'all hear what MC Hammer said? Why he didn't go to the awards? Andre 3000, they said the reason that don't go no more because he said he really don't want to be going to no, talking about he want to go to, you know, the EA trip, but he said he was, all these rappers, he said it's like fake now and everybody named after weapons and guns. His name was MC Hammer, but he thought he worried about niggas. Got last name like MC 9, but that's not MC Hal. But anyway, it was crazy what he said. But he said, well, I'm 60 years old now, you know, and he said, it ain't like it used to be. He said, his favorite rapper, anyway, it don't gonna be Tupac. He said, that's all the best rap he ever heard. In his whole time in the rap game and the music, and Tupac's the only rapper that he... That was the best anyway, so everybody else, there ain't no comparison. And then Andre 3000 said, he said that it was fun back in the day when he was in his 20s. He's 48 years old now. He said, back then, he said, you know, they were doing it just see how far to go and where, how get, you know, how long, you know, get, you know, how far it would take them. You know, he said, now, you know, it's different now. I was just 97.9 in the box. So I was just messing with the every time.
I'm going to say this.
I'm
not saying they wrong, but I'm saying, you know, they the reason for this. It's y'all fault. Y'all can't complain about this shit. It's y'all fault. You not doing no music. When the last time you did some music? When the last time you even collaborated with anybody to put it on their mall to say some real
shit?
Well,
that's what that woman said on the radio.
Shit out the air. You know,
she said, least come and be honest. That's what that woman said. Least come be honest. It ain't about y'all trying to rap. We know y'all can't, you know, do it. I mean, you can, but that's what she said. Y'all just come on to the war so we can honor y'all.
For instance, this, you talking about you 60 years old. Oh, I'm 45. Okay. I'm 38. Shit. What you think? You think I want to hear that shit they talking about? No, I don't. I don't want to hear it. And
that's what
got,
they were saying. They weren't putting age with them. They were just saying, you know, like they, what they rapping about ain't like, you know. Like, but you just answered the question. Where the real rap? Bring the real rap shit back. Bring the real thing.
Yeah.
The day that's hip hop. Like, the day that's rap.
That boy y'all heard on here last night, that boy, he was a rapper. He sounded like himself. He was doing, he was rapping. He wasn't singing. He wasn't sounding like everybody else and all of that. You could tell he got his own style. You know what I'm saying? Now, whatever, however age he is, I don't know. But he got his own style. Everybody don't, he don't sound just like everybody else. That's the problem. Everybody want to sound the same. Well, you go get the producer. And you know what I'm saying? The same engineer. It's all going to sound the same.
Come on, man. Think about this. If I don't get in the door at home,
like, yeah. For a while, they went and got Juicy J to do everybody's album. For like the last 5 or 10 years, they had Juicy J doing everybody's album. So everybody wanted their stuff somewhat sounding kind of 3-6. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They always hated all Houston music, but it was a period where even everybody music was making music like they was from Houston.
Right.
Weird though, too.
Houston put
that
same swag in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything else is just go-go type, you know.
Saying, cause see, back in the day, like, okay, Florida, they had what we call it booty music. I don't know what they actually call it in Florida, but we call it booty music. Then Atlanta, they was doing their own thing, you know, and they kind of took off with the crunk thing, even though they started with Memphis, you know. Then you come over here, what, Louisiana, you know, they was ratchet. They doing their own thing. They doing a few different things. Then you come over here, you had country rap tunes. Everybody sounded different. Everybody sounded different.
Well, you know, the new thing is hip hop, Southern soul.
I like that, though. And everybody who do that, they don't sound the same. They actually sound different.
Right.
That's my thing. Where's the originality? Yeah, they're complaining, but the people who was original ain't making music no more. The people who made it, Andre and Big Boy, made it sound different. They want to hate on Hammer all they want to, but look what everybody doing now. Everybody dancing, everybody hopping around, whatever.
Yeah, dancers are more active now than they used to be. Because when H-Town slowed the dance team down with their Southside action, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to just kind of slow moving swing and anything.
And that's what we did, the body rock Southside thing, because niggas couldn't dance like that, but they wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell, we was still down here pop locking hell. We ain't go down.
Yeah,
I bet you one nigga in Crockett City right now, if he comes to the party, he gonna pop lock. I know two or three of them. Nigga still pop locking. Yeah. Get in there and earn your ass down. Get on that floor and start bending it and head spinning and shit.
I don't know what the name of it is, but as soon as they hit it, it's time. I'm like, uh-oh, here he go. He's about to get it.
Yeah, that's like getting caught right there. That was the pop lock era right there.
You know what I'm saying? They still hit it. Every time they hit, they just start hitting that shit. I was like, hey, go ahead. Do you think?
But it was a good old day. You brought back some men trees. Some men
that's
trees.
What I was going to tell because I was going to tell Bulldoze about them still doing the pop lock and all that down there by the Mississippi River. The river, you know, the Egyptians used to dance like that down by the Nile. They do that pop lock, all the moves. They do that down by the river, so they still doing that. It's down the Mississippi, there's some Mississippi over there in Egypt. by the river like the Nile. I said, so you know, it's a pyramid when you go to Memphis, right across that bridge. It's right on the river. Just like the Nile, like you cross it over the Nile. And then when you get down there, you're down there by the club. But I'm just thinking about that juke dance. They the masters of juke right now. Man, New York can't handle them,
I'm
telling you.
New York, they always dance like tap dances to me, like show dances or something.
Well, they got some pop lockers down there, crazy legs around here.
Plus,
they got some people going on now.
Yeah.
But down south, they lock a little bit different. They pop a little bit different down south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hate I came on the tail end of that. They wasn't doing that like that no more when I was a kid. But it was lit, though. I used to always see it. It's another one that people always sample, and people don't even know where the sample come from, but they always sample 5 minutes of funk. And if you go back and you hear that song, it's going to sound like so many other songs that you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So many people use it the exact way they did it and add a little bit more to it, but people don't.
Pop lock started with the robot. The robot started the pop lock.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, the coolest to me, though. Michael Jackson. Woo! Michael Jackson and pop lock.
Yeah, the smoothest to ever do it. Well, I can't say he was the smoothest. He was the smoothest. One of the most nimble people I remember was Boogaloo Shrimp.
Oh, y'all know what too? I just looked up on that site that Mr. Everywhere was talking about. Now, this damn song by Houdini has been sampled 55 times that they know of. That's 55 songs that's actually listed and, you know, put out there for real. Ain't no telling how many people really sampled it and didn't get to put it out. And I'm talking about, they say, Welcome to Atlanta. I didn't even realize it, but when I think about it, it's definitely it.
Yeah, at the beginning of it, them three bars.
Yeah.
That's lit, though.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
And that's a sample from something else, too. That actual run is a sample from something else, too. From my own other song.
What's
The one that used it, who did it, that sample, 5 minutes of funk, that's a sample off of somebody else's album.
Now, that's what I was trying to see, but they don't even have it listed.
How you got to do it, you Google it. Play the song and Google it. Like, play it on somebody's device and Google it. And then dive back from there.
Yep.
It'd be good to see just what it was. What's going on up here? Oh, that's what I was gonna do. Y'all gotta forgive me tonight.
Hey, Buddha, how often you be going live on Facebook?
You ready?
I just go on like the news, breaking news type thing. Now I was setting dates and times, but and letting people know ahead of time. But it always seemed like, so I just go, well, I just do pop up. I've been getting a good response. I just go when I feel the connection. To answer your question. What's going on?
No, I'm just saying I don't get a notification when you go live. I have to go on there or scroll or something. Or if you send it or something, that's the only way I get it.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Some people get it, some people don't.
Yeah. Because I don't never get it. I just happen to look at a certain time. Well, the problem be my phone. I don't get no notifications. None of my notifications on none of my phone work. I won't know if somebody sent me something until I look at my phone.
I appreciate y'all supporting me, man. Y'all folks don't know, man. It's real good. I know we all team, but y'all come on now. We're going to kick some topics. We were just running out the steam out the pot that was flowing from this weekend, but we can pop some topics on there too as well.
Right on. Hey, I got some video.
After that, after your show, I had like 3 or 4 people follow me from Arkansas after that live.
Yeah, just got to write
that name and number down,
because motherfuckers get the blood shit. We got to stay on. We got to keep the soup. Keep the lid on the soup. Motherfuckers getting hungry, yeah?
Well,
hell yeah.
Motherfuckers getting hungry, baby.
But
I got that used to spread that already.
What you say,
Boo?
They getting hungry, huh, Boo?
Shit, but keep the lid on the spot, baby.
Hey, you ain't gotta pull them out the closet no more. They just walk out voluntarily.
Hey, good. They looking, baby. They looking. Like you say, that we on that live. Shit. That's why I'm trying to get this shoe. I want to say by this next year, we ought to be walking up. We ought to be following you to the Grammy.
Yep.
In limousine, about 3 limousines deep. Everybody, we go in there and see you get that award. Somebody for the kid on our team. Magazine or something. It's finna go down.
Yep.
Team, we out there being now. We build it every time. Especially I got all the young fans, but when Rick, that motherfucker went all the way up then when you and Sweetie got on there.
Yeah.
The Heavy Love got on there. Heavy Love bringing me. Now, I've been telling Heavy did this a while back doing the live stream. I wasn't trying to get on the thing. Heavy Love's doing it all the time for shit. And before people really were doing it real strong, they were just going to the Zoom.
Shit.
I know when we do it, it goes straight to Instagram. Everything we do, go to Instagram. Go Facebook, Instagram.
I ain't gonna say her name, but it's just one on my list. Every time things get going, boy, she really be fit in her feelings some type of way. Would anybody would like to advertise for my royalty paying radio station? It's a lot of stuff going on, but ain't no royalties going on. And I'm like, oh, she butt hurt, ain't she? No, I just say every time we start going like real hard or having people on and stuff like that, and I think it's funny because, yeah, getting royalties and stuff like that is very, very important, but getting mentorship and getting the correct advice on how to do that stuff is also very important. And another thing, too,
well, sure,
you don't know.
Mr. Everywhere come in at, and you know, I'm doing this radio station now. It's new. Y'all check out that flick.biz. We're going to be on there. We're going to have an actual Zone 24 TV 30-minute show on there. And Heaven Love at the top. Whoever top, we'll do a 30-minute show like two. Y'all can probably do a woman thing. You probably go over there, sweet spot, get your spot over there on that flex.biz. But it's a 24-hour radio, and they do live remotes, and you can talk. You can have people call in and talk like we doing now. You can interact with your listeners. It's a 24-hour radio station. It's called flexradio.biz. But anyway, like the DJs, mixes and stuff, I'm supposed to tag the VMI and the ASCAP with the mixes they sent in just for that reason, so they can get recognized, because all internet ain't picking up through VDS's radio track or something else that picks it up. But you still want to register with your publisher. That's how you get recognized for your work being done, or they can overlook the works and see.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
That sounds nice. That's a good idea.
Yep. Works real good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. But I tell you, I think it's funny, though. People just be running their mouth, and they don't know what's going on, you know. They don't know. What's his name? Dion used to be on here, who work on the real FM radio. You know what I'm saying? Don't know
yeah.
who is on here. You feel me? Illegal been on here. Illegal be taking
yeah.
the stuff. He be playing his illegal music, and he be playing all the legal music, too, you know? So you got to shut the hell up if you don't know what you're talking about. Or just say, hey, can you help me do what you're doing? Or can we exchange some stuff or, you know, something like that? But I'm telling you, this one time, every time she see me sharing our stuff or she see me sharing Mofo Hari, you know, my vanilla sister, that's my sister. Every time I start sharing stuff, boy, she just, oh, this and this, my station. Oh, this, we do this. Oh, you can do this, you can get this. Oh, blah, 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 the royalties. But I pay royalties. I'm like, what is that here? Some people don't even know why they add you to the list. I don't even know why they put you on that stuff so they can act like that, but it's all good to me.
For real.
I guess EXO come on tonight in the bed with EXO. I think it was that tonight or last night.
What is the day? Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be on the air.
She come on at 9. We've been going over there checking her out.
Yeah. She really has some good topics that they be talking about. I like her show. You know. I just don't know nothing about relationships.
She be on Facebook Live like we be doing.
Yeah.
Her show called XO in the Bed. Yeah, she be having some good topics.
Going to bed with XO.
Oh, yeah. You talking about XO music, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so. Mm-hmm. And girl been putting it down. She writes books, movies, everything. Full package.
She got some good music too. And she just, I think she had graduated college too. Shout out to her, man.
Right on.
Yeah, she done did all that in the time that I've been doing this radio stuff. She done went to college and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Ted, what you been doing down that way since you done had it calmed down in the crock pot?
Well, I just, you know me, I be down here acting like Big Red. You know, my business hours be from 8 to 5. So I don't go nowhere. I don't have no socialization, really. Like MC Hammer say, shit, I done got old now. I can't remember with the young boy.
What's her name performed the other week? She looked real good performing. What's her name? Sade? Sade? What's her name? Nah, Sade.
Dollar
I think it was Sade. Y'all remember Sade? Sade? Is that how you say her name?
Oh, yeah, Sade. God damn, it is Sade.
Did y'all you didn't see her on there? You don't see her? You didn't y'all see her?
Man, I swear that woman an alien.
She ain't aged, hey.
That motherfucker ain't aged since 1962.
Yeah, she performed well. When I tell you, she dropped it down low and slow, baby. Yeah.
Well, I know she only about, what's she, about 70, 80?
I want to say she's 57. She about 57, 56, 57.
Yeah.
57-7, that's what we call
them,
57-7, man. She almost a mountain
lion.
She a
cougar. Yeah. I know she up to bad somewhere. That motherfucker been out for a long time.
That's one of them you ain't got to take before oil change every 3. You ain't got to take your oil every 3. That doesn't matter. I got to find it for you, please.
Well, I'm busy, she is. I'd have married them when we were start weaving baskets or something.
You put them cinnamon between her toes. Put them cinnamon between her toes.
Yeah. Everything.
Cinnamon with sugar.
Everything.
Yeah, she was
a good one. That's one of my favorite female artists, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she got a new album coming out. I think that's what she said.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Trina, what if you did a song with Sade? Man, that'll be cold. Ooh, that'll be... You do a song with Sade.
I don't even remember no song Sade did with any rappers.
She had some of the rapper on one of them things back in the gap.
Well, she probably stay in California, huh?
She from the island. I'm quite sure all of everybody still in L.A. or not, they coming to the country. They coming to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, moving to Louisiana, and they leaving Atlanta. They going like Nebraska and outside Vegas and shit.
Yeah,
that's
nice. You got Sweet Pea muted.
Sweet Pea got a new song?
No, I'm trying to see if he got Sweet Pea muted. Can y'all hear me?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, y'all keep saying this woman's from Nigeria. That's why she ain't aged. Huh? You might be right that she might be cool. Mhm. Black people don't always like that, and she a real black person. She light skinned, but she Nigerian. She got them good, the good genetics.
Yes, sir. She do. Y'all gonna make me dream about that woman in life. I can just see her on the beach with that dress flying for some reason.
Boy,
barefoot in the motherfucker just walking across.
So
I made that foot look good. I feel like the breeze right now just touched him. Just that said, y'all shouldn't even done that.
They did that. Fuck with your mind here, they brain. Put that wash, cuz. Put that wash.
Man, I'm telling you, the top of my head starts feeling funny. That's when you know them sailors wake up.
Truly knew she goes, yeah, didn't you see old Sade? You remember Sade, huh?
out of all other people.
And then you can hear her music in her head. Then truly you're telling me that. So it's just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask y'all this here, though. Did y'all see Lakim? Did anybody see Lakim perform? Because from the pictures I've seen.
Sean, that ain't fine with Lakim. I like
that. That ain't what I'm finna talk about. About her being fine. I want to know why she don't leave her booty alone and just let it be. She done had it look like a sack of bricks. Now she got it toned up a little bit. What's going on with this woman?
You know they listening to the show. They listen to the show. No, I'm going to tell you what's happening, though. You know that's your cousin. You know Lil' Kim, your cousin. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know her last name is?
Jones. And
that's
the reason her name
is. You shouldn't even be looking at her like that. That's your cousin.
Just like my ass, her cousin too, wasn't it?
Shout out your cousin, too.
I ain't kidding nobody look that good. Shit, we got them river rats.
Man, you know, Lil' Kim just getting old. She get as she age, you know, her body thinking up, down and out.
No, she had an outrageous booty a few years ago. She had got some that shit they put in the booty. She blew her booty up, and everybody talked
but
about it because
she
looked like
she
had
some
type
of
face.
She tiny though.
But she was fine back then when she was fucking with Big. She was nice with petite thing.
Oh.
Y'all know she got beat up, right? That's why she had to have plastic surgery in the first place. But all of that ass stuff, all of them have, that's a mental problem right there. When you keep doing stuff to your body, and like you said, as you get older and as you have babies, body change. So if you ain't got no ass, some people, when they have a baby, they get a whole bunch of ass. Or like if you start doing a certain type of workout or something like that, it's not always. And once they go have that surgery and then their natural body starts to grow, they look crazy as hell. And everybody wants to go to see it. They gotta get that shit done over again once they have some shit.
Yeah, they let me hit it from the back every time I slap it, it's gonna get an inch bigger.
That's why they're getting all them injections and shit. Trying to take some of that pain away.
Well, you heard what Betty Wright
like
said, no pain, no pain. Betty Wright said,
they don't like
pain.
The pain, but they like the pain.
No,
they don't like the pain, but they like the pain.
No gain.
You know what I tell them, huh? I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Hell no, I ain't doing none of that.
Yeah,
oh,
everybody.
Go ahead. Look, we only got 2 minutes left. When this thing go off, y'all, look at what I sent y'all in y'all inbox. I sent it to Julia already. This is probably a repercussion of the sun. And I'm trying to figure out why these damn people so happy. Because I would have fell to my knees and started praying if I seen something like this.
Hey, y'all.
And y'all got to see it.
It's in a messenger.
Let me see what Sweet Pea done sent.
Yeah. Well, it's about the time people want to thank y'all for showing up tonight and showing out. Because y'all damn show showed out tonight.
And look at
damn
your cousin.
We'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow going down through that one more game. So y'all make sure you tune in. Hit us up on Facebook or all that, you know, whatever. But y'all be safe and y'all take it light. I believe that's it for tonight.
That's all, folks.